Today is Monday, December 4th, and my name is Vidal. I am so very grateful for beginning this beautiful month of December. That is always, always a reminder of the ending of a chapter for us as a church, for us as a family, but specifically just the newness of 2018 that is just around the corner. There is no better way for us to finish this year with a powerful, I really believe that this is a powerful sermon series that began yesterday that is called Kingdom. And what we are trying to do through this series, based through the narrative of Christmas, to be reminded, or maybe for the first time, to be introduced to the supremacy of Jesus Christ. We launched the conversation yesterday with the book of Philippians, specifically chapter 2. And we're gonna spend about two more Sundays on that chapter just because of what Paul is going to show to us on this amazing description that actually is known as a hymn in this time in history, of this humility of Jesus that eventually is portrayed and reflected in his crucifixion. And as we know history and we know the scriptures, and is the cornerstone of everything that we do, eventually is reflected on his resurrection. So again, as a pastor, as a person that gets the privilege to speak almost on a weekly basis, I had a very, very good day yesterday just to dive into the scriptures with people that I love and care. And I hope that you listen to this podcast. I hope when you take the time to read the Christmas narrative, to read it with your family, to read it with the people that you do life with. But specifically, as you think about what is taking place in our culture today, as you think about the busyness of life, and for some families, the challenges that you might be facing, I'm inviting you to reconsider what Paul writes in the first five verses of this chapter number 2. Now, as we go through the remaining of this month, there's a couple of things that are also very, very exciting in the life of our church, in the life of my family specifically. Obviously, we're coming to the end of this fall semester where our firstborn left to East Texas, and now she will be back within the next few days for the Christmas break, and that's always, always very, very exciting. So as we think about the next few Sundays, the next few days, we're going to have the presentation of our children's ministry in the life of our church this coming Sunday. And that presentation is going to be exciting. It's always very, very refreshing to see the younger generation participate and give of themselves to the proclamation of this gospel and to convey the story and the narrative of Jesus and his birth and all these theological implications through music and just the giftedness of this young men and women. And I'm forever grateful of the parents and specifically of the volunteers that lead these ministries and their dedication to serve and to do the things that they do. So if you get a chance to come and join our services, we host three services and they will be participating in every one of those services. So again, come and join us this coming December the 10th. And it's going to be a very, very good Sunday as I get to, again, just continue the conversation after listening to these kids participate. We got a chance on Sunday to listen to part of the testimony of Angie as she went and served over the week of Thanksgiving in the south part of Mexico in the state of Guerrero. And just to see what God did through the lives of these young people as they serve Jesus in multiple venues, in multiple areas. Always, always encouraging. As a church, we're moving also into the season when we give and when we present the offering that we traditionally call Larimun, and is for the international missionaries, the international global endeavor of sharing the gospel to the nations. And again, for us, this is something that we are constantly emphasizing. I mentioned it on Sunday, how generous our church is financially, and also in their commitment to serve and to reach out to the communities around us. And I'm excited to see what this offering is going to do as well. And obviously, I'm always excited to see what is happening around the world through our denomination and our networking when we see the gospel just penetrate and go to places that we can only dream and think about. And again, for us as a church, this is always a privilege. Another thing that is coming our way is going to be this traditional dinner that we do every single year, which is primarily the Wednesday before the actual event, which is Christmas. So in this case, it's going to be on Wednesday, the 20th, and we do a traditional Christmas dinner that is a church-wide event. And again, just to see the people coming together and enjoying fellowshipping, ministering to one another. And we're expecting new faces, new families, as we do every weekend. And God is merciful to us, as He's very gracious that He allows us to meet beautiful, beautiful people and with so much diversity and so many backgrounds that most of the time is just, again, it's just hard to keep up with what's going on and how things are unfolding. And yet, God in His mercy allows these people to come back Sunday after Sunday. And so this fellowship on the 20th for the Christmas dinner is going to be an exciting time. It's going to be a time to reconnect, a time to listen to people's stories, and specifically, again, just to share the love of Jesus, the celebration of the birth of Christ that transcends every single prophecy that we have ever expected or heard. And again, it's one of the main doctrines and the main foundations of how and what is it that we have built our lives into and from. So I hope you guys can join us for that as well. It's going to be hosted at our church, First Baptist in Far, and hopefully you can be a part of that celebration as well. Now, probably the highlight for me coming up and on the 24th, which is Christmas Eve, is going to be exactly what is also another traditional event, a traditional experience, which is our candlelight service. For the first time, we're moving into two services. And because of the logistics of the day, which implies that this day, this year, is going to fall on a Sunday, for us, we are going to host our traditional three services in the morning, which is the 8:30 service, the 9:45 service, and the 11 a.m. service. And as many of you know, we are not a bilingual church. We are a dual language church. We're obviously bicultural, and I'm almost, I think we're beyond, you know, two cultures. It's just a pretty diverse mixture of what takes place, you know, week after week. But specifically on that Sunday, which is the 24th, we'll host three services in the morning, and then we'll host two services in the evening. And that evening, we're going to do a 5 p.m. Spanish service, and then we'll switch into the 6:30 p.m. English service. Both of the services are going to be replicants. They're going to be exactly the same, and we are simply going to focus on the birth of Jesus and the implications of that beautiful narrative that the Gospels conveyed to us. And we expect, and we typically get lots of visitors, so we're going to present that gospel message very clearly, very straightforward, and we're going to sing to Jesus, we're going to pray together, we're going to celebrate this beautiful season, this beautiful time with people that we love and care, and we would love for you guys to be a part of that as well. So please make plans to join us, and again, just bring in that conversation of the kingdom, which is the series that we began yesterday. Part of the climax, or part of the conclusion of the series, is going to take place exactly as we move into that session. So please come and join us, and love to hear from you guys again.